A state-appointed task force recently released its recommendations for a new institutional model for Cheney University. The historically black college, university, or HBCU, has struggled with its lowest enrollment and highest financial debt in the school's history. The Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education is also conducting a review of all of the system's 14 universities to be released next month, and it could potentially include mergers or closures. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover reports on how the Cheney community is reacting to such potentially big changes.
Cheney, the country's oldest HBCU, celebrated its 180th birthday this year following a few tough years. Cheney recently borrowed a line of credit totaling more than $30 million from the state system and may still have to repay $29 million to the U.S. Department of Education for mismanaging student financial aid. And while enrollment is improving, it's half the size it once was. Student government president and Keystone Honors Academy scholar Sherelle Redden says the school should modernize outdated curricula, but it has much to offer.
When I came here my freshman year, I was in total shock. I was like, what am I going to do? I was just so lost. I was like, why did I make the decision? But I can honestly say, after going here and after being more involved in campus and being Keystone and being on student government and just joining different organizations and clubs on campus, like, Cheney gives any and everyone an opportunity to come and to thrive and to receive education.
The 21-year-old from Newark, New Jersey, says students worry about Cheney's future, but that fear and speculation has increased student pride on campus.
With all of the information that's coming out, we are definitely standing strong as a university because we don't want to see us having to merge or having to shut down.
Rising junior Megan Sowersby says the on-campus presence of people reviewing the state system is not easy.
It does cause a little bit of anxiety, especially when you see people walking around with clipboards and strangers on campus kind of evaluating. And you don't know why they're here, but it also shows that we're on the cusp of something and that change is coming. So I think that's a reassurance for all students that are here.
The task force recommendations include scaling majors down from 17 to 12, eliminating the NCAA Division II athletic programs, and conducting a feasibility study on selling or leasing some of Cheney's 275 acres of land. Recommendations from the state system's strategic initial review, due July 12, could still call for mergers or closures, particularly for the smaller struggling schools like Mansfield, Clarion, and Cheney. Mary Beth Gasman, University of Pennsylvania professor and HBCU expert, says change is necessary.
You have to let go of what you might have been in the past. You can keep the ethos of, like, the historical spirit of the institution. That's really, really important and powerful. But you might not be able to be exactly the same thing because times have changed and a lot of institutions have had to change.
Information systems librarian B.J. Mullaney is president of the Cheney chapter of APSCUF, the Union for Faculty, Staff, and Coaches. She says people need to broaden their concept of success.
What cost do you put on human life and human aspiration? And is there a reason? Because the impact is not just a single individual when someone from a family who is first generation goes to college, and it's not just their family. It's other people that they touch, not only in their job, in their community, and ultimately in this Commonwealth.
Ivan Turnipseed, associate professor and chair of hospitality and recreation management, says his program has grown 50% in the last 5 years, and graduates have a 100% job placement rate. He says the hospitality and Keystone Honors programs are successful because they're funded properly, and the programs that aren't working are not. He says during Cheney's darkest days, the campus felt and looked separate but unequal.
The grass was like over a foot high, and people started putting out that we're being an environmental campus. No, we weren't. We just can't afford to cut the grass. And then when they would finally cut it, it looked like we were selling hay. It was just laid out there.
Now that the grass is cut regularly, he says it's those little things that transform a place. Turnipseed says it's the responsibility of society to make sure all state-owned schools are equal.
See, people look at Cheney like, what are they doing? Excuse me, we're a state school. What are y'all doing? What is the state doing? Why is the state school failing? What isn't the state doing right for all these years? It's their school. That's their jacked up football field, right? It's like, what are they doing?
State funding for Cheney and other Pennsylvania public colleges once covered 2/3 of expenses while tuition was 1/3. Today, tuition covers 75%. Of the nearly dozen faculty, staff, alumni, students, state legislators, and HBCU experts interviewed, all see the disparities between Cheney and other state-owned schools as racially motivated. State system administrators bristle at that, noting that on a per-student basis, Cheney gets far more than, say, Westchester or Kutztown. Supporters highlight that Cheney's enrollment increased 5% last year and is projected to grow 25% this fall. The university ranks first among Pennsylvania state-owned schools in upward mobility rates, according to a recent New York Times report. And Cheney, like other HBCUs, has better graduation and retention rates for Black students, particularly those who are the first in their family to go to college. To help the freshman class be more engaged this past year, Cheney created academic learning communities with the theme of transformation. The faculty even created a rap, Transformation, based off Beyoncé's song, Formation.
Y'all haters corny with that Cheney gum clothes mess. Paparazzi, catch a fly in resilience. Whistle.
The theme is a fitting one for a university looking to evolve so it continues to be the oldest HBCU in the nation. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.